Fleeced, A Reagan Riley Mystery, by Carol Higgins Clark, read by Laura Hicks.
Chapter 1. Reagan Riley glanced out the window of the plane she'd been on for the last 5 hours, thrilled to finally spot the skyline of Manhattan. It's great to be back, she thought. This is where I belong. For a lot of reasons. Not the least of which was her new relationship with the head of the major case squad in New York City, one Jack Riley, who, thank God, was no relation. A private investigator in Los Angeles, 31-year-old Reagan, was planning to attend the crime convention that her mother, mystery writer Nora Reagan Riley, had organized with a handful of her fellow authors. Reagan's father, Luke, the owner of 3 funeral homes in New Jersey, would be there too. It was at Christmas time, when her father had been kidnapped, that Reagan had met Jack Riley. They'd been involved in a coast-to-coast romance for 3 months.
"I'd do anything that would result in your happiness, Reagan," Luke had joked, more than once since he was safely home. "Even be kidnapped."
"Yes, Jack makes me happy," Reagan mused, as the wheels of the plane smoothly hit the pavement and the pilot taxied to the gate with no delays. At the baggage claim, Reagan was inordinately pleased that for once her suitcases were among the first to be spit down the chute. She hoisted them onto the cart she'd rented and hurried out to grab a cab. There was only one person in front of her on the taxi line. "This is all so easy today," Reagan thought. "Too easy. Something's got to go wrong." But even though it was after 5 o'clock on a Thursday, her cab made great time getting into the city. As they passed the Plaza Hotel...